Blog Talk Radio.
Revolutionary Life. This is your host, Gary. And as you know, Revolutionary Life is here on Block Talk Radio every weekday night at 10 p.m. Tonight on Revolutionary Life, those of you who are just listening in, first of all, let me thank you for listening in. I hope you enjoyed the presentation. Now, I entitled the presentation tonight, Projects. Now, that's a slang word, right? It's a place where people live. It's a place where I lived. And we called it the project, but it came from a full name, the Federal Projects. The Federal Projects, the United States government. Federal projects, government housing, you might want to call it, government housing. Now, I told you, if you listen to my previous presentation on Memphis, the city I was born and raised in, Memphis, Tennessee, I tell you about me coming up in the projects. I told you that pre-projects, before we moved into the projects, we moved around from house to house, apartment to apartment, duplex to duplex. It wasn't until we got to the projects as young kids, it was the first time we had an upstairs and downstairs in a house. It's the first time we had our own room, separate from our parents or anyone else's. The refrigerator and stove was already in it when we got there. And had to purchase one. Right? So it had cabinets, pantry, everything, kitchen. I mean, it was, to us, we had moved up in the world. Check that out. And so, what I was telling you in that class on Memphis about the federal projects that I was raised in was these were public housing. And I say were, but these were public housing. It wasn't public housing provided by the city of Memphis or the state of Tennessee. It seems that for hundreds of years, the city of Memphis and the state of Tennessee could care less about your housing if you were low-income working people of color, for certain. The federal government, on the other hand, experimented, put together a project called public housing. Excuse me. The federal government put together a project called federal housing or public housing in my town, Memphis, Tennessee. Had it not been for the federal government, I may have never lived in anywhere better than, for the longest, than apartments, old apartments and flats and duplexes and whatnot. So we had that happen only because of federal intervention, nothing that the city of Memphis did or wanted to do for the people, poor working people of color in the city. Nothing that the state of Tennessee thought it was their responsibility for. But but I told you before, guys, I read for you the founding documents of this country. And in the first sentence, it tells you why governments exist in the first place. In the first sentence, it defined the purpose of government. It says why governments were created in the first sentence, the reason for being of government. And it explains that governments were created among men for the purpose of protecting, guarding your inalienable rights to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, the pursuit of your goals in life. And if life has three things and then survival necessary for survival is food, clothing, and shelter. So a government that fails to ensure that its citizens have food, clothing, and shelter is not living up to its constitutional mandate for its reason for existing. If it allows for its people to go homeless, ragged, and hungry, then it has failed to live up to the very reason for its creation. If the Declaration of Independence, the founding documents of this country, is to be read literally, or if not in letter, in spirit, life is an inalienable right. To protect that right, governments are created among men. It says that in the founding documents of this country. So it would be, it's not abnormal, for the public to have public housing. Well, for housing to be made available for everyone. That would seem to live up to that founding document. Federal housing, no matter whether you like federal housing, I mean, the fact is that by it being defunded in favor of privately owned housing, affordable housing, they call it, and allowed to go into slum conditions, federal housing was a good idea. Is a responsible idea. It was the idea that there will be no homelessness among the people who this government governs, because the reason for being of this government is to ensure your life, And every life requires three basic survival needs, if nothing else: food, clothing, and shelter. You take that responsibility on if you become a government. Sorry. The founding documents of this country makes you responsible for your reason for being. Not only that, of course, guys, if you listen to my previous presentations, you know that the founding documents also make provisions for what happens when a government fails. To secure your inalienable rights. It simply says it's your right. It's your duty in that situation. It's your right and it's your duty to abolish that government and replace it with new guards of those rights. Because it's only those rights that are described in the founding documents as the meaning, as the reason governments are created among men, it says. And so consequently, the federal government provided housing, public housing, for everyone. The minute the public housing was destroyed, the minute they began tearing down public housing in this country, in the late 80s, the 90s for sure, and putting up something called affordable housing, privately owned apartments, rentals, with some government subsidy.
Shall we begin?
This is not a drill.
Is that all you got?
Let's begin.
Shout.